provocative radio, The Barry Morgan Show. Hear Barry live weeknights on CJAD 800.
And why are we talking about baseball right now? Well, let's face it. The weather is improving. Spring training is underway. I know the Expos don't exist anymore, although I see more Expos paraphernalia these days than I have in many, many years. Kids wearing the caps and all that stuff and terrific colors. And as I mentioned before the break, you don't have to be a baseball fan yourself necessarily to take advantage of these next few minutes, because maybe somebody you know is a baseball fan, and maybe they would love to take part in something like this. This is getting a chance, well, you got to pay, but getting a chance to play baseball and to be treated like a big leaguer, I should say, at a big league park. On the line with me now, a couple of gentlemen, including Scott Green, who is the president of a group called Play at the Plate. Scott, welcome to the program tonight.
Thanks, Mr. Morgan. How are you?
Please call me Barry. I'm very well. Thank you very much. Appreciate you being here. And also on the line is a gentleman by the name of Tony Hatch, who is a financial consultant in New York, in Manhattan. And Tony took advantage of this group called Play at the Plate, and he got to play some baseball and, you know, kind of live out some of his childhood dreams. Tony, welcome to you.
Thanks, Barry.
My pleasure. Now, Tony, I'm going to start with you. Scott, you're in the bullpen right now, okay? You're warming up. You're warming up. But, Tony, tell me, where did you get to play?
Well, with Scott, you know, I played through college and then had given it up for years. Here in New York City, you know, too, but mostly there was just softball. Not that it's a terrible game, but it's a very different game. And
it's not baseball.
It's not baseball. I found out in my late 30s, I'm 52 now, that there were adult leagues around, and that started it. But then, and I met about sort of 8 years later, I met Scott, and he started his own company. He was sort of one of us. He was a player who loved the game and didn't see any reason we had to give it up. And he's done tournaments around, he'll tell you, but around at various places, minor league fields, spring training fields, and big league fields. And with Scott, I've done just about the whole range.
Stop right there, Tony.
I'm stopping.
What was it like to play? And what position, by the way?
I played third and second.
Very nice.
Wrigley was great. I would say that's one of the great highlights. I'm a Dodger fan, so it's, you know, it felt good to wear the opposing uniform there, you know, wear the grays.
That's right. Yeah,
that was pretty neat. But Scott, those things in some of these spring training parks, I find to be, just as neat too. That, you know, you go in, you have the visiting locker room. You may want to bring lots of uniforms because you're a little kid at heart and you like to put them all on.
Sure.
Old Expos jerseys and whatnot.
Very nice.
But you only need one because they'll wash it for you. It's really like you just got called up to the club. You come in, they've got your locker with your name on it. They wash your clothes. They do the whole bit. You run out down through the labyrinth and, you know, the basement through these leaky pipes. And all of a sudden you start to see that glimpse of light. You know, you get up there through the dugout onto the field. It's pretty spectacular. And you know what? It didn't get old when I was 8. It won't get old at 52, or it won't get old at 72.
I completely understand. As a matter of fact, let's bring Scott Green in here. Scott, you've been very, very patient waiting on the sidelines. How did you think about this?
Well, actually, Barry, I was playing with some other groups, like Tony says. I mean, I played with Tony, and I just thought that it could be done better. And most of the other groups would just go to some places, not as, you know, as exotic as we go to. But for me, the clubhouse experience is what put Play at the Plate on the map and what makes us special. I mean, to be able to have your name on a locker at any field, especially a major league field, but then to throw your laundry into the bin and have the clubhouse guy wash it and it's hanging the next morning, and at the end of the day, I mean, to have a cold beer and sit around with your buddies and discuss what you've just done just adds to the total experience. So we started with that. In Jupiter, Florida, in Palm Beach. And I have to tell you this before I go any further. I worked as a concession guy selling peanuts at Municipal Stadium in West Palm Beach. My stepfather ran the concession stands there, and I saw the Montreal Expos come out of a trailer the very first time in 1969. I worked with them for 3 years in 69, 70, and 71, and I met everybody. Boots Day, Ron Fairley, and I have a special place in my heart for the Expos. I have to tell you that right now.
Amazing. And
I saw their last game, I have to say. I was at Shea to see their last game when they gave all their equipment away to the 2,000 or 3,000 or 4,000 or 5,000 fans who'd come from Montreal to New York to see the very last game they played.
Right.
It was a very touching experience, and I've always had a place in my heart, except they did come to my hometown, which is Washington, so I have to say, I have a little bit of a mixed feeling. I wish it was in Montreal.
I appreciate that, Tony. And I'll tell you guys, you know, you mentioned West Palm, Scott. So right away, you know, I was paying attention before. Don't get me wrong. And also Jupiter, where I covered the Expos for 10 years for this radio station.
So I'm heading there tomorrow, as a matter of fact, just to finish up some business. Our daughter lives down there, and I'm going to Wednesday's Cardinals Astros game. I get a BP pass from my buddies. We've been going there. The business started there, Barry, at Jupiter. I'm a diehard, lifelong Cardinal fan, and I went there first just based on that, and they took it, and this will be our ninth year at Jupiter. We'll get close to 150 to 200 players from around the country and Canada come down. They'll play seven games. They'll get at least one game in Roger Dean. They'll play on the backfields. There'll be a clubhouse on each of the Marlins. And
it's
Cardinals
an incredible
side.
Facility. It's an amazing,
it's
beautiful facility.
It's that and Pirate City in Bradenton is another fantastic facility, but Roger Dean is special.
Guys, I'm going to put you on hold for just a sec. Hang on, Tony. Hang on just a sec. Sure. Scott, you as well. We've got to do a little bit of business here, but I've got a few more questions for you guys. Absolutely. Tony, I certainly want to hear about more of your experiences where you got to play. Scott as well, and where some folks can maybe, you know, sign up maybe as soon as this year, and where some baseball fans, players still, could have the opportunity to actually suit up in a big league ballpark, which park specifically, and we'll ask Scott about that in just a sec.
This is the Barry Morgan Podcast. Listen to the show live weeknights on CJAD 800.
That giant kid is great.
Well, I know it's James Taylor's birthday, so we have to give him his due. And there's, of course, Say Hey Willie. We're talking a little bit of baseball right now and how you could have the chance, or somebody you know, to literally play baseball at a park like Wrigley Field in Chicago, where Tony Hatch of New York City is a financial consultant. He's in his 50s, if you're just joining us. We're speaking with Tony from New York, and Scott Green is on the line as well. He's the president of Play at the Plate. Scott, before I get back to you, Tony, I have to ask you again, where else did you play besides Wrigley?
Well, with Scott, I went and played at San Antonio, which is a double-A park, and it's just lovely. Jupiter, as he's talked about.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh, PNC.
Very nice.
Cleveland, both of those two places. They couldn't be more warm and welcoming at both Cleveland and Pittsburgh. It really shows you, you get to those, you know, outside of New York City, and people just really want to have you come in. Scott, I know, Scott, if I'm missing one out here.
Field.
Oh, yeah.
To Arizona last
the most recent one was Chase Field in Arizona.
Oh, very nice.
Big rival of my Dodgers. So, yeah, we've gotten to play around at a variety of different places. But I would put Jupiter right up there. The quality of ball is great. And I just wanted to mention that I manage a team that's made up of people from London, Ontario, and New York City. So we've got a big Canadian contingent. We finished second 5 of the last 6 years, and this year we're determined to make home whatever trophy Scott has.
Very nice. I hear Scott giggling. Scott, as a matter of fact, in London, Ontario, I think a lot of people wouldn't be aware of this, but the oldest ballpark in North America is in London.
It's Labatt Park, and Barry, we played there for 3 years. Unfortunately, we just couldn't make the tournament grow, so we had to move on, but it's a lovely little field, and people don't know that it is the oldest continuously used ballpark in North America, and it was lovely to play there. We just had growth problems there. We got to a number, we just couldn't get past it, but I'd love to come back to Canada. I've inquired. I know there's a ballpark in Ottawa. I don't think that's being used too much.
The Lynx left a little while ago, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'd like to. We've spoken to Blue Jays, but the rental fee for the dome was just too much that we couldn't do it.
Yeah, you don't want to go to Toronto anyways. There's not much going on there. You know, when I was reading some of the background about this story, Scott, you know, and like I said, I covered baseball for 10 years for this radio station, but I wasn't aware of the actual number of men who've actually played the game professionally, or at least, I shouldn't say professionally, who've actually played Major League Baseball. It's just under 18,000,
yeah,
which sounds like a big number, but when you think about it, over the course of the more than 100 years that Major League Baseball has been around, it actually sounds like the small number that it really is. So
it
your
really
program
is.
Really gives, may really, literally helps people realize some of their dreams.
It, you know what? It's a great experience, Barry. It does. I mean, you just think that only 18,000 players have had the chance to just play one game of Major League Baseball or more, and you could that doesn't even fill up Wrigley Field, and it's amazing. But baseball in America is a lifeblood sport. There's no doubt about it. I think one of the reasons that we haven't touched on is why the business is a success is the age of the people who do play.
What is the average age?
The average age right now, I'd say, is about 48.
Is that right?
Yes.
So I'd fit in very nicely.
We want you to come down to Jupiter in 4 weeks.
You haven't seen my arm.
But I think one of the reasons...
Sorry, Barry, we don't have room for you on my team, but come on down.
The baby boomer generation didn't have video games, computers, iPods, whatever. We did things. And when I was a child, as Tony was, you know, when you're in the mid-60s or whatever, and you're 13 or 14 years old, you played games. I played hockey. I played football. I played baseball. And these gentlemen who love the game as much as we do continued to play and then found it again later in life and realized you could still do it.
So if somebody, Scott, wants to sign up for this, where would they go? Your website, I suspect, is probably the easiest place to start.
Would be the best spot. That would be playattheplate.org.
All right. And I'm going to ask you about the cost of getting involved in something like this.
Well, every event is different. I mean, to come to Palm Beach, it's only $525. That's all the baseball. We do find you. We have a nice hotel that we get a group rate at. If you want to go to PNC, that's $825. If you want to go to Cleveland, it's $695.
And how many games are you guaranteed to play, for instance, if you're spending about, let's say, you know, $700-$800 ballpark?
If you went to Pittsburgh or Cleveland, all our major league packages are you'll be there for 2 days. You'll play 4 complete games. You'll be on the field at least 10 hours. There'll be lunch served to you in the clubhouse every day. You'll have a locker. Your uniform will get washed after the first day. There'll be a cocktail party somewhere in town, usually at the local, a bar that's close by that has some atmosphere to it. If you came to Palm Beach, it's a 4-day event. You'll play 7 games in 3.5 days. That's $525. If you want to go to New Orleans this year, it's a team-oriented event. It runs about $200 a guy. You'll play at Zephyr Field. New Orleans is the only city that we go to twice a year. We love it. We go in March. We just had in February. We just had an event, and we go back in October.
I have to tell you, it's a lot cheaper than a fantasy camp.
Well, you know what?
Oh yeah,
fantasy camps are great, but the baseball you actually play at a fantasy camp is usually pretty horrific. I mean, you're playing with guys who haven't played, and unless you need to tell the former star how great he is for 5 days, it's not worth it. I mean, it's 10% of what a fantasy camp costs, and if you have any skills at all, you'll enjoy more playing with us than you would for a team fantasy camp, and you could do us for 10 years in a row. You wouldn't spend the money you'd spend on one.
Now, Tony, you get treated like a big leaguer, which is terrific. You got the guys in the clubhouse doing the laundry and getting the meals and all that stuff. Do you have to tip like a big leaguer, though? Because that could be a problem, you know. that could add up after a while.
You tip like Barry Bonds.
Well, then you have no problem.
Exactly. you do tip.
Actually, Barry, it's sort of funny that you mentioned this, because the one person that we always have to keep happy who tells the front office that this is worth having is the clubhouse attendant. If they're not happy, it starts there, believe me.
Well, you want that experience, like you said, Scott. And from bucks, really, regardless of what the amount is, if you've committed yourself to doing something like this, you want the entire experience, and it just sounds fantastic.
You can't throw the guy
Hang on, guys. I think we're both talking at the same time here. Scott, go ahead.
Pittsburgh, and the clubhouse guy was cleaning dirt out of the guy's spikes. I couldn't believe it.
Mm.
It was just fabulous. So they want you there, and all the clubbies, all of them. My best friends in baseball are clubhouse attendants, and they all do a great job.
Were those your spikes, Tony?
Oh, Tony doesn't get his spikes very dirty.
Okay.
a new pair every game there.
Very nice.
I wanted to say one thing about fantasy games. It's a different experience. Scott was right. I recommend it. I had a wonderful time at Dodger camp, and I got to play at Dodger Stadium because of that. This is completely different than I think play at the plate is. Well, I'm committed. I do almost everything he does, so that ought to say something. But for you Montreal people, I should say the one thing I did do to maybe put a smile on your face, although certainly not on mine, was in fantasy camp about 12 years ago, I broke Rick Monday's leg.
Wow.
Inadvertently, mind you, but
well, I don't condone violence, of course, but some Expos fans right now are saying thank you very much.
He's a wonderful guy, actually, and it was a very freak thing, and we barely touched. It was a very tragic thing for me. He's fully healthy now, but I figured that somebody somewhere, at least in Quebec, would get a kick out of it.
Appreciate that, Tony. Listen, fellas, we're out of time, but thank you very much. It sounds like a terrific event, or just a terrific opportunity, and again, thank you very much for your time. Scott Green, who heads Play at the Plate, Tony Hatch, one of the fellas who takes advantage and goes out and plays some baseball. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thank you, Barry.
Have a great night. And again, if you want some more info, folks, playattheplate.com. cjad.org.
Listen to the Barry Morgan Show live weeknights on CJAD 800 and at cjad.com.